Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You're on thin ice.
He just had a heart
attack. Is that really loud?
No, it sounds great, but you flipped me because you didn't say what the vignette was, and then you went to the stager, and
did
I don't know what
Rob
to do.
Did you see Rob put his hand up like he was like somebody
I'm not
was
doing this.
No. I was preparing.
It's possessed.
Hi, boys.
Hi, good
Arch.
Morning.
Oh, my. Oh, God, what a day it was yesterday in Florida.
People are worried about hurricanes.
Irma, that sounds like my neighbor in Bethesda.
Yeah. I knew a
nice lady.
Arch, I knew a Tia Irma.
Tia Irma? Oh, yeah. Wow. Tia Irma's fantastic.
Was she bilingual?
She was.
Hey, Arch. Did you ever take your neighbor Irma out to an Italian restaurant that had a lot of personality?
Oh, I sure did. The tablecloths are checkerboard.
I couldn't believe their calamari. How fantastic.
The waiters were nice.
Anyway, Arch, I, you know what? That career of Arch's and... You know, 40 years later, here we are obsessing about
Arch. Oh, it's a testament to like his impact on our program, right?
We all listen very carefully.
They're doing a podcast. It's pretty modern. Got lots of equipment. Got new equipment today.
New equipment.
Yay!
Yeah. Woo! You know, just a few words about MikeOVO.com.
Yes.
I yesterday did my first project for MikeOVO.com, and thank you for that, even though it's probably not because of MikeOVO.com. I'll just make it sound like that.
Yeah, Mike.
But the fact is...
To make it sound
you
big.
You know what? But the idea
radio advertising works.
I do two things here in this little studio. I send my little voice up to you, and you guys distribute it and do that. And then I do commercials. And when I do commercials, I send them out, and I have a separate process.
Sure.
Because before, I would send them up to Rob, and it was just a level of audio degradation that we didn't need, and he wanted
to simplified
and stuff like that.
We've improved.
So what I do. Is thanks to Pony Boy, he gives me this great program that's really easy to use.
Pony Boy.
Pony Boy Matt Bloom. And he gives it to me, and I download it. And then it's just this battle of Apple and software, and you got it from this source, and then it wants to convert this into... And I have been dealing with these weeds for as far as productivity is concerned. The amount of productivity that is probably diminished in the IT world with passwords and proprietary software and dealing with the crap that I'm dealing with.
Don't forget default inputs. Default inputs and outputs.
Default inputs.
How dare they?
Pony, the process that I got software that, by the way, I realized the software is free. And I realize that
software is
but it's not
free.
Only free, but Pony, hold on. It's not only free.
The software's killing you.
Pony, the software is free, but the software is also, it's like the best, right? I mean, it's the ease of use. It's the cleanest, is
it's
it not?
It's editing for dummies.
Yeah, it's open source.
You got it. How long did you just, could you keep it in your pants for just 5 seconds, Oscar? Could you?
He
loves to diminish Mike.
But the thing is, it's very easy, but then when you get done doing your little recording and you want to turn it into a little file to send to your client, it's extraordinary. What were the hoops we had to go through?
Okay.
We have to convert it to one file, then to another file, then put it
do
on the
tell.
Thing. And it was just crazy. It was crazy. And I know this is inside, but it's very
no. It's
top
everyone.
Of mind,
everyone
I was doing
deals
it at
with
6
it.
6 o'clock this morning.
Everyone deals sucks. With it, and it's totally
better than reel to reel and cutting tape.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you know what? Compared to what it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
amazing.
My God.
Arch, did you ever have to edit and splice?
I sure did. I sure did, Rob. Wow. Spent a lot of time with the tape and a razor.
What about a wax pencil?
A wax pencil. A wax pencil.
Yeah, they're hard to use.
Anyway, so earlier this week, I never got to it on the show.
Right.
And I was earlier this week, we had a little business meeting that the boys took care of because they do that for me because they're really nice that way. And I really appreciate that.
I always say I'm you, right?
Let me ask by a show of hands. When I told you I wasn't going to make this, I believe, 1:30 business call that we had because I had an appointment, how many of you thought that I really had an appointment?
Well, I thought you had an appointment.
We never even
You really thought I had an appointment?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I
had
really
a thought that you might have made the appointment after we booked the meeting.
No, I actually...
But I believe there was an appointment.
The times lined up absolutely exactly at 1:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we never questioned you had a meeting.
It was, right. I think it was Tuesday of this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Tuesday at 1:30. And you'll never guess where I went.
It might not surprise you, but it's still pretty...
Was it an Italian restaurant with a lot of personality?
No, Arch. No, it wasn't.
What about Culver's?
No, it was not Culver's. No, haven't done Culver's since I came down here. Have not. Did we do it the first night we were here? First night we were here, and then that was it.
There you go. You've been home for 5 days.
Well, you had to check in. You had to check in and let them know you were back.
She's allowed me, Oscar, an apple when I really get crazy.
The company allowed you an apple yesterday.
I got an apple last night. Late at night, I had an apple, and it was, what was that? Oh, an apple, yes. Oh, okay. I see, and you looked over at him. Is that a...
Seeing if the joke
is
landed.
Is that a Mike bought new equipment joke?
No, I was just seeing if the joke landed.
I called my shot with a new computer. When you were bitching about it, I said, he's going to go buy a new computer. And Rob's like, nah, it's fine.
Did you call that yesterday?
I called it 2 days ago when you were bitching about it 2 days ago. And then I said, that computer's 2 years old. There's no way it should be dying right now.
3 years old.
Oh, well, you know.
It's a 2014.
Mine's
computer.
6 years old.
It's an early 2000. Well, you're getting my old computer that's going to get a $100 repair, and then it's going to be sent up to you.
It's so slightly used, fine. Mike. Not old.
Gently used.
Slightly used.
Gently used. Yeah.
It's gently used.
Previously owned, as someone told me.
And
one time.
Everything's going to be A-OK.
You know, previously?
What was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do?
No, you handled it perfectly.
Mike, you did everything you could. You're great.
I made an apple pun.
Yeah, he made an apple pun.
No skin off my nose.
Yeah.
Don't be paranoid.
I don't
be like Arch, because Arch still uses a typewriter.
Arch, well, it sounds,
Arch
sounds
pissed.
Like embezzlement to me.
Anyway. No, it's not. Anyhow.
We need you running a tip-top shape
all
the time.
We do.
Well, it's almost perfect today, but, it is. I've got everything I need.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have that if I didn't have a computer.
Right? Yes.
Was your appointment medical?
Yes. I guess so.
Cosmetic?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Curbs.
Curbs. No, you mean curves?
You mean curbs.
Not curbs.
No.
Curbs? Curbs.
No.
Curbs is where Larry David goes to lose weight.
Yeah.
No, it was not curbs.
Did it have to do with your most recent medical procedure, i.e. your hips?
No.
Is it a weight loss situation?
No.
Damn. Dental?
No, but I'll give you a hint.
Yay.
It is something that has been a recurring issue with Mrs. O'Mara and me.
Oh, counseling.
Fertility clinic.
No, there is no erectile dysfunction or
counseling.
Nope.
Snoring?
In fact, I'll give you another hint. It's something you, Rob, maybe get blamed for too.
Gas.
No.
You do get blamed for gas a lot.
We'll do it easier. This will be easier. Go through the list of my medical maladies.
Well, I said snoring. Does it have to do with
snoring,
your CPAP?
No.
Okay.
Hip, no.
Something that we share.
Weight, no.
Hmm.
What's something else? What's something that's kind of that I've referenced on the show?
Diverticulitis?
Multiple times?
No. Your belly. No?
No.
Wow. Something
this
to
is
do.
Something. Okay, I'll give you another hint. This is something that annoys Mrs. O'Mara.
Oh, your deviated septum?
No.
Is there anything to do with breathing?
No.
Anything to do with digestion?
No.
Road rage?
No.
Body odor?
No.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Sitting, I'm saying that in a certain
a lot
way.
Of, a lot of maladies.
I'm being politically incorrect. No.
Oh,
not.
Body hair.
No.
Oh.
Pony, do you have it? Did you get it just
are
that
you,
when I did that?
Are you getting snipped?
No.
Oh.
Hair implants.
What
hair
is plugs. Mrs. O'Mara complained about? The volume of the television.
Oh, your hearing test. Myself. Oh, your ears.
That's right.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Come on.
So are you looking for an implant or are you getting... The AIDS.
Yes, a cochlear implant like the Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm going
to get. You're getting the AIDS, aren't you?
I have.
I run the TV very loudly. I've been talking about the fact that, you know, watching my stories, like Game of Thrones in particular, is something that really, really bugs me. So finally, you know, with the whole hip thing coming back and being back on my scoot, and I'm down here, I'm just getting stuff done. I'm taking care of stuff, and I'm really, and I'm feeling like anything that is questionable,
we'll
going
get a
to
new
address.
One up.
You know, my dad took the dive. He wears them in each ear. Would you like to talk to him about it or yell to him about it?
Don't need to.
My father took the plunge last year, and he loves them.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into
He's 77, though.
Before you start easing my pain, let's get into the weeds of this, where I there's a little place called, I think it's called Zounds. That's a particular brand.
Sounds like a candy bar.
Yeah.
I know. Zounds have nuts. Zounds don't.
And so Joy can hear. Zounds don't.
By the way, down here in West South Florida, really hard to find people that sell hearing aids.
Yeah, is it hard?
Really excruciatingly different. You can throw a pebble 12 feet and you find one. There's so many of them.
I was shocked. Shocked how well they work.
They're amazing.
What, hearing aids?
Yes.
So I was saying to myself, okay, I'll go into this joint, and a week ago, I go into this joint, and I said, you know...
they said, hello! Welcome!
I used the story years ago, and this is why now I'm realizing maybe I was hoodwinked.
Oh?
Years ago on the old Don and Mike show on WJFK, they brought an audiologist in to test Don's hearing, Buzz's hearing, and Mike's hearing. And I remember... knowing that both Don and Buzz, Don, because I could hear his headphones in the studio, they were that loud.
Literally,
and
I Buzz, followed the show from Don's headphone bleed.
And Buzz, because he was older, I'm like, I'm coming out smelling like a rose. And when they got done with the testing, your boy here, according to this, well, what turns out to be perhaps a crooked audiologist, said that I had the worst hearing. That I was the one that had
how
the
how could you have the worst
hearing.
If you had the lowest
well volume? I wonder the same thing, because I did not crank my headphones like some of the other guys did. And so it was off to this place, and they said they offer free hearing screenings, hearing tests. And I said, oh, I'll do that. She said, well, we've got an availability next Tuesday. I said, oh, that's great. I'll do it next Tuesday.
That's
said,
good. Bring your checkbook, dear.
I said, well, no, but it's free.
So sure.
Well, the last thing I said to her, I said, listen, are these those behind-the-ear things? Because I'm not doing that. If I can't just put it in the ear, I don't want to have a, you know, hello.
You do have some vanity. Some vanity, yes.
Yeah, so I actually wanted to, I didn't want, he said, well, those are the kind we sell. I meant, well, that's so. She said, come in anyway. Get your hearing test. You can take it to another place if you want to. That's, and I said, that was good. The lady was super cool.
Smart.
And it ended up, I showed up Tuesday, 1:30, and the guy was super cool as well. And my, oh my, oh my, have things changed.
How?
They take these pre-sanitized little pads. Picture an earbud, only a little bit more spherical.
Sure.
Where they literally seal the ear canal
are
off.
Are they sort of like soft and waxy?
They're soft and foamy.
So they mash in good.
And they seal into your ear. And then he does a computer program. And he says, he hands you a Jeopardy clicker like they would use on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear the sound, you click on it. It's that simple.
Who is Helen Keller?
That's right. Yeah. This lady. Yeah. The teachers went crazy. But anyway, except for Annie Sullivan. And then
she was patient.
She was so patient she couldn't see, hear, or talk. But Annie figured it out. Stop making me do that.
Never until the day I die.
Yeah, Cassidy.
Dog every time. So they give me that, and I got to hear these different frequencies. And he said, "God, what did he say?" He was going to give me a woo 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 a wah a warble because I have headphones on. And so he starts the test. Get done. I do that. He said, okay, we're all set to go. He said, you know, you're in the upper end of normal.
Really?
I'm in the upper. He said, I'm up here. And I was out of this little window where the average person hears. And he said, on the right ear, I think maybe right or left ear, he said, that's one area that might be in the future a little problematic.
Mid-frequency tones?
But I don't remember.
Okay.
It was the tones that you don't hear, that we don't hear, are the higher frequency tones.
Okay.
Mostly
because
women.
If you're in a crowded
exactly.
restaurant, you can't pick up a conversation.
Yeah, my dad can't hear my kids.
I said, but the thing is, when I'm watching like television programs, and then the guy like was a PhD in this area, he said, go watch an old episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Turn it on, and you can do the crossword puzzle and write Christmas cards at the same time, and you won't miss a word. Turn on a modern television or movie now, and you will not pick up dialogue. He was like a savant when it came to this.
Did he offer why?
Well, he said it's just the way there's a thing called whisper acting that is done now, where the school of acting is so understated that you'll hear. And by the way, when I'm sitting next to Carla with her perfect hearing, and we have to go back three times over a mumbled bit of dialogue because nobody gives a rat's ass about it anymore.
Because I have a theory as well. Is that
go ahead.
They're catering to bigger sound systems, bigger speakers and everything.
Yes.
And they're expecting you to have a bigger presentation.
Absolutely.
Do you know why Johnny Olson, the original announcer for The Price is Right, was such a sought after announcer?
Why was it? Because he had a high voice.
His high voice was had tremendous presence on little television speakers. It would pop over music beds.
Wow.
And that's why Gleason used him. They used him on all the game shows and everything. His voice was at that tone. That it worked for TV.
But
it would be piercing now on the big speakers.
You talked about the fact that if you go into a movie now and you get the explosion covered by the whispered dialect. And one of the great examples of a whisper dialect, if you go see Jurassic Park, the original Jurassic Park, try to keep it at an even level, listen to Sam Neill's dialogue, and then in 5 minutes, a T-Rex is chasing a car. You won't be able to do it without your hand on the volume control.
You're right.
It won't be possible because you will not be able to stand the level of the T-Rex and the explosions and stamping on cars and be able to then turn it down to a manageable level and still be able to hear Sam Neill.
Do you know what the first television show that offered that as a problem, I think, and it goes pretty far back, is 24. Mm-hmm. 24 had whisper acting and lots of noise.
And lots of explosions and
we're
gunfire.
Save her.
And they still, the important thing to these audio mixers in Hollywood is to get the sounds of the, you know, the explosions and the guns and the action. And then the dialogue is the, so it's frustrating. I mean, but there are exceptions to the rule all over the place. I found Deadpool to be one of, I thought that Ryan Reynolds was terrific. As far as the way, you know, he was easy to understand. I loved his dialogue. It was snappy. But so much of Game of Thrones is a classic example.
Yeah.
They all mumble through their dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got dialects,
I have
too,
to rewind. So. Sometimes Shannon will watch it with subtitles, and she's younger than all of us.
Well,
she can
read? My 21 and my 22 and 20-year-old daughters both watch countless shows. They said, Dad, we watch a lot of stuff. Peaky Blinders with their heavy dialects is a show they watch with subtitles. But the long and short of it is I kind of walked out of there feeling a little bummed.
Why?
Because I, you know.
There's
I,
no fix.
I thought that I would be, you know.
Well, the fix is Hollywood. Big movie needs to improve their game.
But for Mike, he wanted new ears and that's it.
You could get the ones that they advertise in Parade magazine.
So instead he got a new Mac.
It didn't put me in tears. What did you say? Come again?
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now the best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the show. We're with our intern Adrian, who has a hardworking kid. He runs the hotel thing.
He's a hotelier, Mike. Airport.
Yes. He's a hotelier. He's a good intern, and we've kind of listed his pros and cons on the show. But you had to kind of bag using your cell phone because you were using that for some legal issues. Now, once again, you can tell me as much or as little as you want about the situation.
Thank you.
If you want to speak about it, here's some advice from me. You speak in generalities.
Sure.
And a little cryptically, so you don't have to mention names, times, dates, problems.
No, that's fine. I'll plug my attorney. Cool? I love him. He's great.
Okay, go ahead.
He's young, isn't he?
Give your attorney a plug. Is it Mark DiCio?
No, his name is Brent Keaton over at the Perry & Keaton Law Firm in Manchester, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yes, that's because this whole thing happened at Bonnaroo.
Is that where the Grow House is?
No, that's where the Bonnaroo Music Festival, the one that your daughter went to this year.
Oh my God, you got in trouble at Bonnaroo?
Yeah. Yes. So I believe...
Slow down. This could be a three breaker. Let me just tell you this. I want you to go slow. So I'm now. You give me a little information and I'll kind of walk you through it.
Cool.
So you attended Bonnaroo like my daughter Elizabeth.
Correct, but this was last year though, so the year 2016.
Same place, Tennessee, is where they had
same
it before.
Manchester, yep, Tennessee. Yep,
it's every kind year. Of a standard Tennessee. Location for it now.
Correct. So Live Nation has actually bought out a farm in Manchester, Tennessee to hold this event every single year.
It's like a 4 or 5 day music fest.
Exactly,
right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of kids, beer, pot, everything. Just tents.
Correct.
Fornicating, people in the mud. Not a lot of ODing, according to my daughter. Some sick people, but
hard to OD on pot, Mike.
I would say.
Well, no, I mean, but Rob, they could bring other stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I think pot is that's the mover down there.
But Elizabeth told me that there were a few kids that probably need a little medical attention because of like dehydration and things like that. But overall, not a bad deal when she was there this year.
Correct. Yeah, I would say out of all the music festivals in America, Bonnaroo is the most laid back. Because you have EDM. That's
exactly what she said.
Exactly, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It's not really, really intense.
What's the law enforcement like at Bonnaroo?
I have to imagine it's relaxed.
No, it's a lot.
I can offer some insight. I asked thousands of questions of Elizabeth about it's self-policing, is it not?
For the most part, they do
have a security force there.
They do, and the security force is actually Mounties, like the Canadian Mounties.
Boo!
With the red coats and the horses, they ride around Bonnaroo, which is really cool. And so that's the security forces inside the venue.
Are they real Canadian Mounties?
I don't think I'm not sure if they're real Canadians.
I don't think they're real Mounties.
No!
That's a pothead answer, Oscar. Yes, that was a pothead answer.
You have to put out that cigarette now.
They're the nicest people on earth. And they let you pet their horses.
When trouble calls. That's right. What?
They let you pet their horses because they ride around on their horses. That's how they patrol the streets.
I'm trying to think of the thing. I used to do it all the time. Dudley Do-Right.
What is his catchphrase?
It's hip, 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 and away I go.
That's yeah. Would you like to pet my horse?
So are you sure that there are police officers that ride around in red coats with
Yes, you can look it up.
Hats?
You can Google it. It's awesome.
How about you Google it?
You look it up.
I will. Okay, cool. But outside the venue, though, the police presence is very high because this is where they make their money. Every year, this is where their money comes
Another pothead answer.
Yes. Yeah. That's
this
alleged.
Is how they make their money.
That's and right. They're just trying to hassle us kids.
Everybody has a quota of speeding tickets they've got to hand out or you don't get the budget.
Some might say they protect the citizenry.
That's right.
But I guess that's okay.
They enforce the laws. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your violation. What happened?
So I don't usually like to bring sand to the beach, if that expression...
Yeah, I'm with you.
On? All right, cool. Mm-hmm. But this time I did, just a little bit, though. And for every time when you go into Bonnaroo, you either get the hardcore search by the cops or the really easy search by the volunteers. The volunteers.
And so when you're saying you don't normally like to bring sand to the beach, your comment, just for the innocents at home, is that you shouldn't have brought your own stash because it's Bonnaroo.
Exactly.
And you will find reefer
heroin,
like by breathing.
Weed,
exactly. Yeah,
whisker dudes.
But you brought your kitty chasers. Without a scooter stick. But you brought your own this time.
I did. And not only did I bring my own, which was very little, I was traveling with first timers and they were paranoid about the search. So I was like, hey, it's no big deal. The volunteers search you up. I'll take your stuff for you.
So
don't
Elizabeth
even worry
said
about
that
it.
The volunteers check everybody out.
And they're so cool. Offer them something from the cooler. Say, hey, how's it going?
But
happy
there's
Bonnaroo.
A limited amount of beer you can bring, too. There are very strict rules about Bonnaroo as far
Correct.
As what you can bring in and what you can't. So you're telling me that the you were searched by the security crew.
Correct. So every 10 to 15 cars, the Manchester Police Force, they search the car. And you have
So it's random.
No,
exactly. Well, I mean, it's random, but I heard them say, hey, let's get these guys right here. Because well, I have my windows
you,
down.
You kind of look, you fit the profile. And but I'm not talking about racial. Though. It's like you scream, no, it's racial. I it's have racial. Drugs or I'm dealing drugs.
Do you think you were racially profiled,
100%.
Diego?
And it hurts to say that because I've never
experienced. No, it doesn't. Tell the truth. I'm no, fine with that. I believe that.
No.
Oscar's shaking his head.
No. Because if I'm driving in and I look like I may follow the law and I may... in one way or another, yeah. care about my well-being because I have a clean cut yeah. and I maybe have trimmed my beard. That's one thing. Diego rolls through. He's anti-society.
Yeah. I'm not, though.
He hates the world. He probably has a poncho on that has marijuana leaves all over it.
Sure.
And he thinks he's going to get through.
That's another thing. Well, I'm respectful. You know, I talk, you know, very... I talk eloquently.
Yeah,
I like
but
to say...
it looks like you've got some sort of prior.
That's what I said the maybe. First time I met you. I said, Rob, this boy is eloquent.
Yeah, look on his notes from his interview. Eloquently. He talks yeah. eloquently.
Diego, the rest of the crew, could
yes.
you perhaps give a profile the rest of your crew, please?
I would say... I don't want to say the word because it would be bleeped out. But like F-boys, like white guys that like to, you know, go to raves and stuff like that.
God, I can't believe my daughter was
boys.
In this thing.
F-boys, Mike.
Yeah. Our F-boys? Word would be douchebags, Mike. Douchebags.
Like douche guys bags, just exactly. looking for tail? Is that
yeah.
what it is?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. He asked me before we left, he's like, dude, should I bring some condoms in case I get laid at Bonnaroo? I'm like, no, dude, you don't want to bang anyone
Were there
at
any dreadlocks in the car?
No dreadlocks.
Just F-boys.
Yeah.
Would the guys, all right, your friends, you're traveling with Whitey, as yeah. you did to Bonnaroo. Would you describe them with, let's say, gutter punks being on the one end?
Okay.
You know, which is white guys with like dreads and yeah. like super sloppy and yeah. sandals and looking like they haven't had a shower. And then we'll see, that'd be in the middle maybe somewhere because yeah. he's more of a banger.
Yeah, I suppose yeah. you're right. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
So gutter punks being the far end, and then say the school jock being on the far end. Yeah. Where would your friends fall into the category?
Not jocks, but it's
not even
South
school.
Riding, South Riding, they got money. White yeah. people.
Are they clean cut?
Yeah.
Would they be described
absolutely.
As clean yes. cut?
Yeah. Mm. And
they you know what he was? Though. I just figured it out. They hired Adrian to be their Sherpa.
Yeah.
You know what?
To be cool.
Drug guy.
Yeah. Connect me. Get me drugs and show me how to do this. We're going to Bonnaroo, and we have a young man who knows all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Right, we have a round table in our foyer.
Diego was friends with them, though.
Yeah, well.
Actually, I wasn't. I didn't know them. I met them for the first time. They were friends of a friend who introduced me to them because they were going to Bonnaroo for the first time.
You are the Sherpa.
Yeah, he's a Sherpa.
So sad.
Wait a minute. So you.
We became friends over the weekend.
God, if I'm your father, I'm going to be butting my head against the wall.
Oh, if you're his father, you killed yourself 2 weeks ago.
So you just, you roll in, you do 4 days, like in a tent with guys that you met with the weekend before?
Yeah, but I don't sleep in a tent with them. I sleep in my own tent.
You sleep in your own tent, but I mean,
yeah, boy!
That's a lot of togetherness, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a whole, it's 24 hours a show each day, so we're all doing our own thing.
I might be
thing.
Sounding like an old fart when I'm talking about this. So they're clean cut. You travel, you make the drive from Virginia to Tennessee. So you like, did you determine that you liked these guys?
Yeah, they were cool guys.
I mean, was it a good, they're cool guys?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
But here's the most important question, maybe of the entire interview. Were they all younger than you?
No, we're all the same age.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. That I like that. Mid-20s. I like that answer a lot. I'm with you now. Now I'm now, and it'll go back and forth during this. I'm on your team right now.
How many times have you switched sides during the interview so far?
About 12.
Yeah.
we're at the checkpoint, and you get flagged. You
yes.
know that you're going to get you're going to get searched.
Yep.
That's a Rob's. You know, I hate it when he does it, but sometimes he's right. This is a perfect time to take a little tease break because we're going to find out what happened when they searched the Diego mobile, the Cotton Floss mobile, to find out what's going on. And,
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Michael Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Michael Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
The best of Omera.
We are in the middle of talking with our intern, Diego, otherwise known as Adrian, otherwise known as Hotel Year, otherwise known as real good supporter of the show, but somebody that Oscar spilled the beans on a few minutes ago, and now we're at Bonnaroo last year, and they're going to
checkpoint.
Search your car. The cops, the popo,
bad
is going to search your car.
Checkpoint Sherpa.
Yep. So they,
Rob thinks you're the guy. He thinks you're the guy that they all picked.
You don't feel any moment during that trip you were being used.
No, not at all.
You are so
dim.
You're
like a bad after school special.
Yeah, you are.
You guys are trying to make these nice people out to be very bad, and they're not.
Oh, I have some context a little later to drop once you tell them what happened.
I would love to hear this context. Yes. I do not remember any context that this.
Let's get to it.
You don't remember your phone
right now. For right now, we're getting the search. So you know how long before are you freaking when you realize they're going to be searching your car?
A little bit, yeah. So you get there's a huge line to get into Bonnaroo, and then you get the volunteers, and they start waving you forward, and then you get the cop that starts waving you forward, and I'm like, sorry, I'm with them. Like, sorry, I can't go to this line. I'm traveling with this car. We have to stay together.
No, okay. Now here's where your storytelling just begins to unravel. Let me help you with this, okay? Suddenly you're on foot, and they're in the car in front of you. That's what that sounded like.
No, we're both
the
in
way
the car.
You expect. Hold on, I'll. You're all in the car together.
Two separate cars.
Oh, you didn't mention that. That's a very important fact. So there are how many guys in one car?
Two and two. Two each.
It's two and two. Mm-hmm. Right, the rest is just jam-packed with drugs.
No, stuff. That's camping it. Gear. No.
Big, all right, camping gear.
Fireworks.
So we have
big
two cars.
Big bale of pot looks like straw.
What kind of car are they in?
Like a mid-sized sedan, like a regular car, like a Corolla.
A little regular sedan. Yeah. You're in the same?
Same thing.
Type of car?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you point at them, no, I'm with them. They'd already been waved through?
Yeah, to go get searched by the volunteers.
Freedom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right. And you were indicating that you would be separated from your party if
exactly.
you did not.
Exactly.
We weren't allowed. How did that go over?
They didn't care at all. They're like, sorry, okay. You got to come here.
Yeah.
Well, you have been flagged. Smarter people have been trying to outsmart them all morning.
Yeah.
Maybe. They're not going to fall for that.
Are you speaking to a regular police officer when this is going on?
Yes, like the Manchester police, yes.
Okay, so they waved. The cop points at your friends in the car in front of you and says, go ahead.
Yep.
And sends him over to the volunteers.
Yep. And
they stop you. Are you behind the wheel?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Right. And I have my windows down and I hear them, hey, let's get these guys. And they wave me forward.
Let's get these guys.
Let's get these guys, yep.
Yeah, but they were saying in the let's get them searched.
Sure.
No, let's okay. get
let's,
them.
Let's okay. check out Cheech.
All yeah. right.
All right, so what happens?
And then he makes me roll down, my window's already rolled. He comes up to the front, and I say the stupidest thing.
Because when you roll those, like that horrible elocution, rolls 15 words together, I have to stop you again.
So do you like him now? Are you on his side now or not on his side?
No, I've switched over because the storytelling is so bad. Let me, you're asked to roll your windows down?
I apologize. My windows were already rolled down. He walks to my window.
Okay.
And I say the stupidest thing. I say, officer, will I have to come back to Manchester for court?
Oh, no!
Jesus Christ.
I know.
So you were high. You were high going in.
What the hell?
No, I was tired.
I know you're high now. No, you were high.
No,
come on, tell the truth.
I left.
You were wasted to say. You what?
I got off of work at 11 p.m. I went home, packed up my car, and I drove to Tennessee. I got there at 1
you
p.m.
You said to a police officer prior to his searching your car, will I have to come back to Manchester for court?
I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God.
I quit.
I'm stunned.
Yeah. I mean, what was I going to? I wasn't going to lie to them.
Like, well, no, you don't. You don't have to lie. You can just say something real crazy, like,
"Yeah,
good morning."
I know it's.
Yes, officer.
Panicking.
What can I do for you? So, what is his reaction when you say, "Will I have to come back to Manchester for court?"
He's like, "Well, that's not a good start." Like, I.
Yeah, of course, it's not. Yeah. Boy, brilliant. There you go. Let's hit the dinger for him. You know,
that's
going to
be on
officer.
Your tombstone.
Yeah.
And he asked if there were any drugs in the car. And I was like, just a little bit. Just, you know, just something for the car ride here. And that's
okay,
another mistake.
Let me,
I
don't know. I don't have.
No.
I don't have. Well, no, wait a minute, Rob. I don't have experience with this, but I'm not, you know,
I think they're going to find them anyway. So
exactly.
Do you think maybe it's the right call?
No, you roll the dice. You roll the dice.
Where were the
drugs?
For example, where were the drugs hidden?
They were in my duffel bag in my back seat in the truck.
But was it buried under like a bunch of junk?
Yeah.
Were there drug dogs with them?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, but you roll the dice.
You're screwed.
The answer is always: have you been drinking? No, sir, not a drop. Always, 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 always. Do you have drugs in the car? No, sir. And then if he finds you, say, "Oh, those are drugs."
Maybe for White Rob.
Yeah, well,
no, this isn't. Look,
I'm
Latino as well, and you're doing us a disservice by rope-a-doping your drug habits into racial profiling.
Yeah,
like you told the police officer, I have drugs. Please give me a citation.
Yeah,
the whole incarceration thing is a pipe system.
Did you tell the cop where the drugs were?
Yes, they're in my trunk. You said, Mike, there's no winning. They're going to find it. Either you go along, either you play along with them.
So
you go along
with
that. I actually agree with that.
Your comment. Well, Rob, you know, it's a pretty scary situation.
Absolutely.
When you're coming up on being searched. I don't know.
He's been there before.
You know. Oh my! You got to put it somewhere where they're not going to check, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're going to find it.
Banana in the tailpipe.
So what happened after you you told them you had drugs in the car?
So they searched it, and once they found it, they just told me to go to this little tent where they have the police are set up.
Yeah, the arrest tent.
Yeah, no, there's two or three cops.
It's right next to turkey legs and lemonade.
And the missing tent.
And the arrest tent.
Yeah.
And they're writing me a citation, and they say you have to come back to Manchester for court in August. And I was like, I'm not doing that. So I got an attorney, and it was very expensive.
Yeah.
All right, so where does it stand right now?
Everything is paid off for. So the attorney was $1,500.
Everything's paid off for. That's not an English sentence.
Nor does it explain anything. It was useless.
Everything's paid off for. Think about that. Now, hold on just a second, pot-addled brain. Let me give you this, okay? When you say everything's paid off for, that is truly not a sentence.
No.
Okay? So you are paid in full?
Correct.
Your attorney has been paid in full?
My attorney has been paid in full.
His services have been rendered? Will he appear in court for that payment?
He did. Or he appeared in court last August. He did.
Last August?
Yes.
Did you have to go?
No, I did not, thankfully.
Okay, so you didn't even have to show. He showed up as your
representative. The weird thing is when he stood up in court, the judge said, do you have any drugs? And the lawyer said, I do.
What was the penalty? What, it was a fine, I take it.
It was $750.
And how much was it for the counsel?
$1,500.
$2,250.
How much?
$1,500.
$1,500 you get off easy.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, a total of $2,250.
What about
for
your
20, for a mid-20s
record.
Guy? It's clean. It's all good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What was the verdict? What did they do?
I mean, I was guilty, but it was only 3 grams of bud.
Misdemeanor?
Exactly, yeah.
Misdemeanor, guilty of misdemeanor possession.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
And felony stupidity.
Yes. Thank you, Pony.
Felony stupidity.
Show title.
So how long were you held up at the front gate of Potaroo?
Not too long. I mean, because I told them where it was. They found it. And that's the cool thing. If you're honest with them, they let you go to the festival. They don't, rip up your ticket or anything. That's why I didn't want to lie to them. Because if you lie to them.
Stop. If you're honest with them, they'll let you go to the festival. They
Correct.
Won't rip up your ticket or anything. My perception of ripping up a ticket is letting you go. So
right.
Now I'm confused. You're talking about your festival ticket.
Correct. Your bracelet.
Did
your entrance bracelet.
Did you see them rip up anybody's festival ticket because of someone that lied, perhaps?
I did not.
Are you aware of any of that?
I'm sure it happened, but not where I was getting searched. There was nothing of, ripping up people's bracelets or getting people arrested, taking them downtown to jail.
Did it ruin the festival for you?
Absolutely, 100%. It just put me in a bad mood the entire week.
You missed Pearl Jam because you were tripping too hard.
And that happened too. It was
that was the last festival.
Oh, so obviously he found his way to some substances.
Oh, he found them regardless, Mike. Yeah.
Oh, people felt bad for me that it happened. So.
Well, I think a lot of people are feeling bad for you right now.
I'm feeling bad for myself now, too.
How long after you entered the festival?
Any pot.
How long between the time that you, signed your paperwork, finished up, left the drug tent, and went into the festival, how long between that moment before you had some mind-altering substance?
Maybe 30 minutes.
Lesson well learned.
Help you out.
Yeah, there you go. Now I'm with you on that one, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
I think I'm going to go stick my face in an oscillating fan. This story's very frustrating.
It scared you straight.
Just don't think differently of me, guys. Please.
No, I think about it the same of you. Everything's just been reinforced.
Oscar, Oscar, you've obviously heard this tale off air. Is he omitting anything of significance? Or?
What was the total dollars again, Rob? You're great with
$2,250.
$2,250.
$750
right?
Fine, $1,500 for the attorney.
That $2,250 has kept Diego with sans cell phone. So when we have a time shift or we have a schedule.
Right.
Shift. He just shows
he's
up.
Impossible
when
to read.
Yeah, he show smoke signals will get to him faster.
Oh,
right?
And he'd pay attention to smoke signals.
And I asked him when he divulged the story in passing to me. He finally told us why. Like, I was about to get him like a burner phone because I was like, is everything all right?
Right.
And once he told me this drug situation,
he was vague for a long time.
You made your own bed, man. I'm not buying you a burner phone. And I said, well, what about the guys you went with? Did they at least split the fees with you, right? Mm-hmm. Like a team would say, we're all splitting the fees.
That's a good question. Okay, let me stop you there. Boys. Was this stash you have, did you bring it for your own personal use or was it brought to share?
It was brought to share.
So they should have, I agree, they should have helped you out a little bit.
You know, Mike, it was like pot luck.
If I'm being 100% honest, I was embarrassed.
You were embarrassed?
I was embarrassed.
But they knew you had the pot. You had said that to them. I got some weed.
Yeah, but they didn't know I had to come back to court. So they knew about it.
Did you maintain friendships with them after Bonnaroo?
No. I haven't talked to them.
Dicks. They're users.
Sherpas. They thought he was a Sherpa. They had no interest in maintaining a friendship. They made you carry the illegal substance, and then they're off to see Pearl Jam. Left boys.
Yeah.
How did they behave to you after this all went down?
Oh, they gave me all their drugs. Like, whatever.
No, you said they didn't have any drugs.
They only gave me the pot to put in my car. They kept, you know, their other stuff. Like the Molly.
Other drugs.
Oh, God. Man, you know, I don't envy cops sometimes when they have to talk to people with that. So was there another dude in your car? You said there were two and two. So there's another fella in your car.
Yeah. But he
he have stuff on him?
No.
But the other car had all the other drugs.
Yeah. Pills.
Oh, okay. The guys, they waved through. Yeah, it is kind of a profiling situation, Oscar. Exactly. You don't want to say that, but it sounds to me.
It could just be luck.
They picked the Hispanic guy to roll in that situation.
Exactly.
Again, when I get pulled over TSA, right, because I'm racially ambiguous, but I am Latino,
sure,
and they ask me if I'm Australian, I'm banking on this happening, right? Yeah. And if,
but by the way, the two guys with the two, you know, clean shaven white guys that are in the car in front with the car on the side that says Molly Trolley are driving in without any problems. Right?
But Diego looks like he consumes and lives a lifestyle that's full of weed. Yeah. Like he looks
Diego,
like
Diego, come over to the camera so everyone can know. Yeah. Can you?
He could have shaved.
No, go to the one that's going to be streamed. I want the people, the audience to get a good look at it.
Well, just show, and then you can go back to that one. Look at him.
I love him. He's one of my favorite. You know, I can't judge him because I just love him too much.
But as a hotelier, shouldn't he have a more conservative haircut?
Yes.
Shouldn't he be clean shaven? You know what?
Yes.
His smile is fine. He's got a winning disposition. And when he's high, he's most pleasant.
You know what, Diego? If you got the Dan O'Brien cut and shaved that you know that Nogales facial hair off of your face. You'd make a better impression. No. You'd do better in your hotel chain thing.
100%,
you know?
I agree. My barber, my stylist, is the same guy that cuts Don Cheadle's hair.
What?
Yeah. I go to Silver Spring to get my hair cut.
That's just a gem.
Millennium Salon for everyone out there. Check it out. Dexter, he'll hook you up. Tell him Adrian sent you.
You have a stylist?
I do.
He shares a stylist with Don Cheadle. Hollywood's Don Cheadle.
Have you seen Cheadle?
The last time I checked, Don Cheadle was probably one of the most well-groomed actors in Hollywood. One of the cleanest cut.
After all the time he spends on Don Cheadle, he doesn't have time for him.
Yes.
He actually sets a whole day aside for me.
Have you thought about maybe going with the O'Brien cut?
Maybe. I mean, mine's a little bit more.
His stylist does Jackie Chan.
I mean, Oscar's got a beard, but he's got a clean cut haircut there. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
If you go to my profile on Facebook and you go
your racial
my profile.
We're not
gonna profile pictures. You can see the haircuts I get from my
Why
stylist.
Why don't you come up with something conservative for us for at least a month? Those locks will grow up, go back.
And also, let me offer this. You know, Mike and I have been, for most of our adult life, able to grow a decent beard in about 24 hours.
You win. What takes you 24 hours takes me 3 weeks.
But what you've got a problem here is you've got light growth on your cheeks. It's got to go.
Yeah.
And your chin doesn't fill out nice.
It just looks dirty.
Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah. It looks unkempt. Would you, could you, if we got you some hookup with, say, I don't know, Harry's?
I have my own Harry's.
All right. Yeah. Shave tonight.
I will. 100%. All
right. And then we'll talk haircut.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think for Scott, you know, the hair is one thing. That's your call. That's a big deal. But the shaving, I think the shaving is, he's absolutely right. That's the part that tells me trouble when I see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not trouble.
I know you're not trouble. I know you're one of my favorite interns.
You're a good guy.
You are respectful.
I love you, Mike.
Yeah, love you.
Let's hang out. Can I come up to Maine? Can I come up to Maine and visit you?
Oh, you up here?
Yeah, that'd be so much fun.
Oh, absolutely not. Cool. Anyway, man.
I think, you know what, and that's nothing personal. Rofo burned the main bridge for all interns.
No, let me make it real clear.
The bridge couldn't hold him.
What did he say?
He said the bridge couldn't hold him.
A fat joke. Boo. When the gang comes up, you are more than invited. When the gang comes up, you're part
next
of
time,
it.
Next time, cool.
Like mano y mano? No, I'm not doing that kind of labor. I work for a living. I don't work when the microphones go off. I'm not, you know, my day of work is over.
What if you had like just a few moments together per day, like he was your driver?
Well, you know,
Mr. O'Mara.
I may have let him drive the, you know, I might let you fly up and I'll pay for you to drive the car back down.
That'd be so much fun. Ooh. I drove Rob and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm told I was very charming.
That.
Did you get searched?
I trust you enough to do that.
Yeah, cool. Just 3 grams in your car, Mike. That's it.
Boy, how much paperwork? Yeah, you can't. No, that would be a deal.
No, I know.
Yeah,
then the deal's off.
I wouldn't even mess with that.
Yeah, by the way, having him drive the family truckster, Myrtle, we named the car yesterday.
Myrtle?
To have him drive Myrtle from Maine to Florida, I'd have to write like an essay, wouldn't I? Like a big essay.
Probably.
Let me tell you why he's driving this car. Let me tell you why that's
here's a photograph of me and my white family, and here is his permission slip.
Or maybe just like I do a little video, you keep in your phone, and I go, he's okay.
This is Trip Affleck from Austin, Texas.
Say what? Who's the P1 Hall of Fame hustler that all the listeners love? You damn right. The men want to be like him and the women want to get with him. Or maybe it's the other way around. Man, this cat Trip is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I'm just talking about Trip Affleck. When you're ready to make the scene, be like P1 Hall of Famer Trip Affleck and get all the fly gear from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner, fool.
The best of O'Mara.
Oh, what? She's from Gore, Virginia.
No,
did you know that?
Keep us once off. Again, I was supposed to, you know, the Mike O'Mara show, boom, and then I was supposed to do that. But it was like I hit the button and it was a 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. So I was really going to, it was going to be funny. You were going to play the stager and then I was going to
do you want to hear the stager and then we'll do it again?
All right.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
It's the Mike O'Mara show.
I go on walking after midnight out in the moonlight. Just like it used to be. I go on walking after midnight searching for you.
Woo!
Thank you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's go to Stephen in Texas.
Ooh.
Stephen, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to thank you for giving me some enjoyment. I never knew who Jack Kent Cook was until I listened to y'all's show. And one night at work, I found myself imitating Jack Kent Cook's name. I found the perfect name for it. It's Lupita Nyong'o.
This is a good start to Why Don't. You're the first caller, Stephen, and I have to tell you that is a. I have to. Okay, yeah, yeah. By the way, when you serve up a name like that for me for Jack Kent Cook, I find it almost completely irresistible. I can't refuse. So here
we
go.
Let's do it.
We presented the Academy Award to the multi-talented Lupita Nyong'o.
Stephen, you already made Wide Open Wednesday for me. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, man. Good day.
That was terrific. Funny. Love that.
It's all going to end now. We're going to go to Sacramento, California.
That's a great city.
And we're going to say hi to Mark. Mark, is this Mark S. Allen from Sacramento, California?
No, it's not. It's not Mark S. Allen.
That's
it's
good.
Mark Warner.
It's Mark Warner, Senator Ooh. Mark Warner.
Good to have you with us. Royalty.
Busy day Ooh. For you yesterday.
It was. It was crazy.
It's quite a moving speech by Senator McCain, Senator Warner. It was special. How are things? I know you're not Senator Warner. You're
what?
Mark Warner from Sacramento. How are things in Sacramento, Mark?
Things are great. Things are out for my morning walk already, trying to get the exercise before it turns 105 out here again.
Crack of dawn, right after 6 a.m. Good for, good
yeah,
for
what's
you.
What's your waist size? Sorry.
What?
I think you heard him.
What's my waist size? It's 30.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Oh. All right. Well,
Tony's into you.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, Mark, what can we do for you today?
Well, Mike, I heard you talking about your phone issues yesterday afternoon, and I wanted to recommend, if you aren't already doing that, to use a Wi-Fi calling on your Apple phone. Up in Maine, if you have Wi-Fi in your house.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Not during the show, of course, because
that'll water down the
already significant issues that I have. Wi-Fi calling is probably a solution.
A viable option.
Yeah, it's
viable
good to always solution. Jump in and use that wireless fidelity when it's an option.
Was that fidelity?
I believe that is wireless fidelity.
Did you slur fidelity?
No.
I'm just wondering.
I think that's one time I actually got it right.
Is Wi-Fi fidelity?
I think it is.
Mm, I don't think so, man.
What is it, Pony?
I think it's a play on hi-fi.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Wireless. Can someone... Hold on, Mark. Mark, we won't burden you with this call anymore. Goodbye. Let me say that...
Yes?
Oh, here it is. Would someone look up Wi-Fi, please? The actual... We've always called it Wi-Fi, and
Pony.
Robbie equates it with hi-fi, which is high fidelity. What is Wi-Fi short for?
It's not short for anything. It's just a
wireless...
play on hi-fi.
It is?
Well, there's wireless, but the fi doesn't mean anything.
Really?
Is that what Google says? Are you looking... What?
You already looked it up.
See, yes, I am.
Okay.
You looked it up, or you're looking it up?
I looked it up.
Yeah.
So that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
So that's it. To it.
Sometimes technology is that, anticlimactic.
Oh, that
you know what
really
I was
sucks.
Wondering about that?
Just like this conversation.
I was wondering. I was wondering, Ina from Texas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, good morning. My name's Ira, actually.
Oh, Ira. I'm sorry. That was my vision. Ira.
Okay.
Ira. Sorry about that, Ira.
It's all right. No worries. And a long time, second time, actually.
Oh.
Last time, believe it or not, was 12 years ago when my kids were born. I called you. It was still the Don and Mike show. This is real exciting to get to talk to you, by the way. It's been a long time since I listened to you. I saw the Facebook.
Ira, can I stop you for a second, please? Because I've got, when this happens, there's a couple of things have happened to me that are a peek behind the mimic screen and my desire and ability to do impressions of people. The first was that great Jack Kent Cook call where the guy recommended it. Then when I hear a voice that reminds me, I've never said this on the air before. When I hear someone with a voice that reminds me of an individual that I have tried to impersonate or I have obsessed on the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob may be able to help me with this.
All right.
You may track with me on this, but hear me out. And Ira, we'll get back to your call. Stay on the line. We're not going anywhere. Ira sounds like, even with a bad connection, and he's got kind of a Bluetooth connection. It doesn't sound that sharp. He sounds like the other anchor other than Diane Rehm on National Public Radio. And it might be like an Ira, too. It might be.
Hmm.
And it's a guy that sounds almost like Dick Cavett. He sounds a little bit like this.
He has a very NPR-styled voice.
Distinctive long-term anchor who is associated with National Public Radio, the National mm-hmm. operation, not a local guy. Yes, Oscar.
A quick question. Can you say, uh-huh. caller Ira, can you repeat this? Next on Fresh Air.
Next on Fresh Air.
It's you sound like you could be the guy.
Yeah.
Are you the guy?
Ray, are you a radio guy?
No, I'm not. Technically, I was a Las Vegas nightclub DJ for many years.
Oh, that explains
right.
it.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right.
As was Diane Rehm.
Do you know the guy I'm talking about? Ira, I know all the way down. Well, he's national, so he might know him. Ira, do you know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Ira Glass?
Yes.
And he's a prominent NPR news anchor.
Mike, you're absolutely right. Like,
I've always heard the voice. It's almost Dick Cavendish, and he interviews people. So cool. And I'm really sad. But anyway, Ira, I was just digressing because I'm kind of goofy.
Ira, when you're a Vegas DJ, how much trim do you pull?
Yeah, a lot of trim, I bet.
Not as much. I had morals.
Boo!
Hey, Ira.
No. Let me take that back. Actually. I was there till 4 a.m. most of the time, and at 4 a.m., not a whole lot left.
Hey, Ira, when were you a hot rockin' DJ in Vegas?
From 1991 through 2007, until I moved here to Texas.
That's Whoa. Pretty. That's a pretty hot rockin' time. Like that's the glory days. That's the Renaissance of Las Vegas. Did you work at any big clubs?
I did. I actually worked in the Luxor.
Ooh.
Opened a club in the Venetian. Very Ooh. Debaucherous.
Man, yeah, that's a... Do you know our friend Ronik?
I don't.
Okay, all right.
Small town.
That's it. All right, well, I'm out with questions for you. Did you have anything for us besides... I do.
It's very interesting. Let me order my Chick-fil-A food because I'm here at the
Get extra sauce. It's delicious.
This is awesome.
Can we listen in? Can we listen in on the order?
Oh, sure. Actually, it's free today. So listen, I'm going to order the free breakfast. Good morning.
Oh,
may
go
I
ahead.
Order whatever you're offering for free today?
Listen up.
It's a sausage, egg, and cheese muffin, you said? Sweet.
Sounds
I'll take
so
that.
Much
Thank
like
you.
That guy.
I love
a sausage, egg, and cheese muffin. Can I have that, please?
That'll do it.
Here's the newest from Justin Bieber. Welcome to Sweat Nightclub.
What?
Mike, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, that's okay. That's not like...
He's multitasking.
I'm not going to burst into tears if somebody mentions Geronimo's name.
I loved you guys.
Why past tense? There.
Well, he's clearly listening to the podcast.
Now. Yeah. Say love. Live in the now.
On and off, I'm a huge Adam Carolla listener, and so I
Who
need
isn't?
To start putting... I need
Me?
To, I need to replace him with you because he's very tired. Anyway, my point is, I had just had twins, and you'll, I know you won't remember this, of course, but I called you after a three-month paternity leave that I had with my job. I was going back to work. Uh-huh. I called the Don and Mike show to say, I love you guys. I listened to you. I was trying to heap praise upon you and instead put my foot in my mouth, much like I'm probably doing now. And Don laid into me because I suggested, I said, hey, could you guys dedicate the show to me today?
I remember this guy.
You do?
Yes, because I stopped in my tracks when he said it. It
he
was
wanted
like
the show dedicated to him.
Yeah, he didn't want a song. He didn't want an impression. He
right.
wanted no. an episode dedicated
right.
to him.
Ira,
I never got to.
Ira, stop talking.
Yeah, you
Ira,
stop talking.
Ira, you're no longer allowed to talk during this call. Okay, do you understand me? Ira?
By not replying,
Ira, I dedicate today's Mike O'Mara show to Ira Schwartz from Texas.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
And Ira, now I give you permission to respond with your gratitude.
That's really...
Mike, you're a genius.
Let's go to Stephen from New Mexico. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
That was great.
I have so
Good
much
morning, Mike. God Hi. Bless you. How are you doing?
I'm That's fine.
Very sweet.
How are you,
hey,
Stephen?
This is a voice that would never be on NPR.
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Somebody look up the anchors for NPR because I want to get that name. Because I swear to God, it may be a name like Ira. It might be a name like that.
Is it Ira, remember, Ira Glass?
I'm asking you.
I don't think it's Ira Glass, but it could be.
Stephen, what can we do for you?
Well, Mike, I wanted to thank you for all the joy that I've received from you guys. You came up on me. I found you guys when you were doing the Don and Mike show, and you had me busting my gut. You were doing a bit imitating Steve Irwin about having the elephant kick you in the jimmies, and yeah. I totally lost it.
It was. I'll be honest with you, Stephen. It was an impression I enjoyed doing up until his tragic demise. We kind of scaled it back after the Stingray incident. You know, I'm no Bill Maher. I'm not going to go to a Halloween party with like a spike in my chest and fake blood. Not that kind of broadcaster.
Yes,
good for you, Mike.
At a low point, I had just lost my fiance, and listening to you, the programs through the years, it really lifted my spirit.
Oh, so, that's very sweet. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate that. And you know what? That's the kind of compliment we love to hear.
Keep listening.
You know, a lot of people go through a lot of crap. A lot of people are more open about that, too. We appreciate that. Thank you for the call. We really do appreciate it.
I have a pretty intensive list here of all the hosts on NPR. Would you
Let me see if I can remember. I might not. I can't guarantee it.
Tom Ashbrook, David Biancooley, Bob Bolin, D.D. Bridgewater, Robin Hilton, Neil Conan, Robert Conley, Audie Cornish, Dave Davies, David Dye, Ira Flatow, Bob Garfield, Terry Gross, Maria Hinojosa, John Hockenberry, Steve Inskeep, Bill Littlefield, Tom and Ray Migliozzi, Car Talk, Michelle Martin, Marion McPartland, Renee Montagna.
Oh, wait. Who are the hosts of Morning Edition? Google it that way.
Okay, Morning Edition.
Who hosts Morning Edition?
Steve Inskeep is one of them. And...
Or All Things Considered.
Yeah, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, you have Audie Cornish for All Things Considered. Bob
that
Boylan.
That might be, what is it? No, how does the first name?
You Audie. Said Audie. Audie. A-U-D-I-E.
Audie. I don't know. You know, it's when the... Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. Michael
this
Martin.
This is All Things Considered. My name is Ira Vienna.
It's like on a transistor radio.
Yeah. Hey, if it's Weekend All Things Considered, it could be Guy Raz.
No, all right, I don't know.
Well, how about this, Mike? Well, we'll pull the different anchors.
Robert Siegel?
And we'll figure out who it is.
Robert Siegel.
That's who it is?
It might be Robert Siegel.
There you go.
Nice.
All Things Considered.
Might be All Things Considered, Robert Siegel. This is Robert Siegel, All Things Considered.
What's the free breakfast today, Robert Siegel?
Today is the sausage and egg muffin. And Ira Schwartz from Texas is enjoying it. Let's go to Joey. I'm going to do the whole phone scan right now.
Nice.
Like Robert Siegel.
I like that.
Let's go to Joey from Hollywood. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Joey.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
What can we do for you today? You're on the TMOS Open Wide Open Wednesday.
I have a very non-sexual obsession with Oscar. Oh. And
do tell.
I just wanted to say, I was listening. Oscar, don't give in to pressure to have children if you don't really want them. Stand firm. And you know what? Don't give up on porn either, please.
Hey, yeah, I'm sure it's a non-sexual obsession.
Yeah.
Really sounds like it, Joey from Hollywood.
Yeah, stay pure and you know, think of me when you're touching yourself. Because it's non-sexual.
Joey, I need more of this in my life, a little more support. So if you don't mind, private message me on Facebook. We should be friends.
Send pics?
Yeah. Send pics.
Thank you. That was a lovely call, Joey. We appreciate it. Let's move on to Matt from Illinois. Matt from Illinois, you're on Wide Open Wednesday. Hi, Matt.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a delight to have you on. What can we do for you?
Hey, I had to tell this story real quick about how Rob almost lost me my job when I made a work trip to Brazil. As I was, you know, trying to do my job and visit and meet people, and as things were introduced to me as being Brazilian, it was everything I could do not to respond with, well, which of course means it's totally hairless.
That's awesome.
I am so pleased to hear that my jokes almost got someone else fired.
That's great. Hang in there, pal. We appreciate that. Listen, we do have to go to break and start the show, but we're going to take a trip around the great United States. Wide Open Wednesday when we visit a revisit with Sacramento, California, a little trip down the highway to Florida, and we go to the heartland in a stop by Michigan. All that coming up on Wide Open Wednesday. And for those of you that aren't calling that saw the push notification, S-A-D.
Hello, fans, coming to you live. It's the O'Mara Wrestling Federation in our main event match. The Bolivian Butcher squares off against his most dominant opponent to date. In the steel cage, it's Oscar Santana versus the English Language.
I might have clarified this in the past, but you said manila envelope? I thought they were vanilla envelopes.
You are so stupid.
Seriously, you thought it was vanilla envelopes?
Yeah, because I'm like vanilla cups.
English may be his second language, but he's going to need first aid after that beatdown.
And with my brother and myself.
You don't need to say myself.
What the hell are you
because
just
you went
say?
From an object to a subject.
Oh. Santana sure took a beating here tonight, but don't miss his commentary and opinions every Friday on TMOS. It's No Holds Barred on Oscar's Take. Tune in next week and see the brawl for it all. The one-man mob, Rob Spiewak, takes on diabetes in a winner-takes-foot match. Don't miss it, brother.
The best of O'Mara.
And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on news items that may or may not agree with that are only Oscar's opinion and do not in any way reflect the opinions of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or any right-thinking citizen of the United States of America. And now the man who's getting married very soon, ladies and gentlemen, with his opinions of the day, I give you the one and only Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar.
Oscar.
Ranker asked people to name their favorite chips. And after almost 100,000 votes, these are the 10 most popular. Would you like me to go for? And by the way, when they say chips, I don't understand because they're not the one that comes in number one is not a chip. It's a snack. It's a snack.
So they're like, these are like, would you say favorite junk foods?
Yeah, these are tortillas and chips and
savory treats.
So savory. Here we go. Savory treats. Number 10, Doritos Spicy Sweet Chili. This immediately is a BS list.
I agree.
That is BS. If they're putting a clever flavor on to promote, I want to find out who runs Ranker.
You know, Big Chip.
This is not my this is not my take.
Oh, Mike, whether they're chips or snacks, I can definitely weigh
in. Whose take is this?
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Ranker sucks.
Number 9 is Pringles Original.
Pringles, you can't go wrong. I think they should be higher, though, because with a Pringle, whether it's your...
a Pringle.
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about the chip itself, it's hard to mess up because they're in the... Because
it's so preformed.
It's so preformed that the taste itself really is dependent on the chip.
And you can do the duck thing where you make it look like a duck bill.
And Oscar, on this particular category, I put this in Oscar's Take because the Oscar's fact is take. That, you know, on the Big O and Duke show, they've done this great, my favorite bit that they do, which is Snacks of the Round Table. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think he knows from where he comes
rate
on this.
And rank snacks.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Look, fatties across America, including myself, pick up Sun Chips because they think they're healthy. The sun has nothing to do with it. It's marketing people. Look at the package. They're as bad as Doritos, especially if you eat the whole bag like I do.
Number 7 is, once again, a chip, Lay's Sour Cream and Onion, followed at number 6 by Lay's Original. That's 7 and 6.
Those are middle of the road. You can't go wrong with a solid, let's say you got a nice a Redskins party or maybe you're watching a movie together with your wife and you've got chips in front of you. Classics go all the way.
Lay's are great chips.
Yeah.
Good.
We move up to number 5. This is not regular Pringles. This is Pringles Sour Cream and Onion. Moves up to right in the middle of the pack. Number 5 on the list. Pringles. And then they've got Lay's Barbecue. So it's like Pringles and Lay's kind of dominate this.
Middle of the road. All right.
All right. Number 3 is Ruffles Cheddar and Sour Cream. Hello.
Oh, it's
not my take, but I just thought I'd throw that one out there.
Yeah.
That's number 3
rules.
Oscar.
3 absolute rules. That's kind of the decadent chip if you're going to go in for any. I personally, quick sidebar, I like the Carolina chips, the Utes or Utz Carolina chips.
Yes, Utes, Mike.
Utes.
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 Hey, two Utes. The two Utes. Number 2 is Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, that would be number 1 in my book.
No.
I love Cool Ranch. When people say that that the regular Dorito is better than the Cool Ranch Dorito, I think they're aliens.
No. Okay. Rob, don't care for the Cool Ranch Dorito?
Way overrated. That is all presentation, no flavor.
I would say your body would say otherwise.
This truly is Oscar's take.
At number one with our mouth timpanies, please. Cheetos, number one. Cheetos.
Oh, I'm shocked. Cheetos, an underrated chip.
Yeah.
I think people stay away from Cheetos at times simply because they think it's too messy.
Yeah, so orange fingers.
Yeah, they don't want the orange fingers on their steering wheel as they're driving around.
Mike tells a bonus show style joke about Cheetos. That's an excellent one.
An okay list. A lot of the
God, I'm forgetting it. What is it? Give me the parameters.
The punchline is a gentleman goes to the doctor because a certain part of his anatomy is turned orange.
Right.
And he says, doctor, I can't figure out what's wrong. He says, well, sometimes stress can cause this. Are you under any sort of stress? He says, no, actually, things are going very well. As a matter of fact, I just won the lottery. He says, well, how do you spend your day? And he says, pleasuring myself and eating Cheetos.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Moving right along, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take. Oh, and... Cheetos, the fluffy or the more compact kind?
I love the fluffier ones.
I like the other
crunchy type. Would be the more compact kind, storyteller. It's the more
I remembered the joke.
Introducing new more compact kind Cheetos.
We can't fit that on the label.
What's going on? Get the snack product. Correct. They're crunchy.
Crunchy.
Oscar, a woman named Leah Adame from Orange County, California, tweeted a photo earlier this week. She's at a nail salon, and a guy was there feeding his girlfriend chicken nuggets while she got a manicure. Now the photo is going viral, especially thanks to women who've more or less declared that this guy is a hero for pulling the ultimate boyfriend move. I need your take on this, please. Thank you.
All right. Listen up, ladies. Just because a guy does something nice for you doesn't mean he's the perfect guy, right?
One gesture.
Yeah, one gesture. And it's not a grand gesture. The idea is his girl is getting pretty, hopefully for him, right? Because it takes so much more work for women to do what they have to do. Guys, we get up. We kind of just mess with our hair a little bit. We don't have to put makeup on. They've got a plight of their own,
you
right?
You speak for yourself.
Now, where I draw the line is this. This guy is no hero. Right. Mm-hmm. If anything, he's doing his girl a disservice. If he was feeding her celery sticks
or carrots,
then you would say, wow, look at this guy. Really cares about his girl's health.
Yeah.
It's nuggets.
Chicken
those nuggets.
Nuggets
go straight to the thighs.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's yeah. right. I mean, she's got those little toe separators on, too.
Yeah. Again,
although she was getting a manicure, so I guess that's why
she might wear them anyway. She might need to.
If anything,
you can't eat nuggets with your feet.
If anything, he's...
Oh, yeah?
Thank you, Pony.
He's poisoning her.
He is.
Yes. Right,
so he hates her.
Yeah. No, he's trying to kill her, clearly.
Listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, the horrible wait is over. According to pretty strong rumors, the pumpkin spice latte is going on sale downstairs at Starbucks starting today. Frankly, I applaud their discipline for waiting until the calendar hit September. Last year, it officially went on sale on the 6th, but you could order it on the 1st. God. This is Idiocracy. You guys are talking about it during the bonus show, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like crazy. If you go into
Plants
Starbucks
love
today,
pumpkin spice lattes.
They're not. Here's their game. They're not advertising it. You have to ask for it. I'm getting tired of the whole Starbucks trip, to be honest.
You know that Starbucks is at the bottom of our building.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know that most of us go every day for one reason or another.
We're
right?
good customers.
Yes.
We are.
It's there, and it's a very fine, solid, overpriced product.
It is. This when I hear about the pumpkin spice latte and how people are pumped for this, I wonder if we as Americans have lost touch with what really is important, right?
Right.
Because remember we had the whole unicorn frap situation this past summer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That we tried it on the program. It was a big
another
deal.
Another idiot drink
right?
that lasts for a half an hour before people realize it's too sweet.
And by the way, it's essentially August still, September 1st, but it's the summer. You don't want a pumpkin spice latte when it's 100 degrees outside.
And I'll be honest with you, fellas. For me personally, as Hurricane Irma churns out in the Atlantic and we're all waiting to see where the hell Irma, that's right.
Yes.
Irma is sitting out there in the Atlantic. I'm, you know, not really thinking about pumpkin spice.
No.
I'm thinking about saving my ass.
I would say one less latte.
Bears down.
Maybe $5 or $10 to the Red Cross.
Hey, that's a good plan.
There you go. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, when Robert Pattinson first moved to L.A., he lived in an apartment with a very famous individual. That person's name, Dustin Screech Diamond.
Hey!
Remember the Saved by the Bell guy that had a big thing, right?
Well, allegedly, there was a thing on, there was an internet rumor that you never saw his face and the thing at the same time, so he might have actually put the video out to start a rumor that he had a big thing.
Well, he says, quote, Robert Pattinson says, I loved it. I really miss it. Dustin was the first person to introduce me to Hot Pockets.
Oh.
You want a Hot Pocket, Dustin?
Guys.
If you don't have a take on this, that's
no,
fine.
No, I do. I've actually had Dustin Diamond in studio and talked about the sex tape to his face when it was released.
And
Screech, yes. Was he pleasant to you before he got arrested?
He was as douchey as you think a guy that can't get past himself and Saved by the Bell would be.
Right, okay.
Like, literally, I remember we were asking him about the dollars he made on Saved by the Bell, and he mentioned that, you know, what he purchased and how he had this basement set up, and he's got, like, a $10,000 Predator suit, which was kind of cool to us.
Right.
But he had this cavalier attitude about life where I'm sitting, I'm like, you know you're Screech.
Yeah.
Like, you are not...
A little diluted.
Like, yeah, please. Like, you're not Robert Downey Jr. in here.
Right.
Right?
Okay, got it. Okay, cool.
Complete like dick. That.
Yeah.
So on my end, Robert Pattinson, much like most of us have rented a room from Craigslist, he somehow found it on Craigslist because Dustin Diamond isn't that wealthy.
Right.
Shacked up with this guy and probably for 3 months and was like, I got to kind of get out of here. I like to do something with my life, you know?
And now with all his fame, he's looking back on it with fondness and nostalgia.
Yes, yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Good guy.
And why would he burn Screech? The guy's burned himself too many times.
That's true. Who needs to burn Screech? Yeah. That's Oscar's take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Take.
We will take a break. Have you mind your Friday sounds? Are normally you got a lovely, fresh basket of delightful
Labor Day
sounds.
Basket.
We had a little bit of rain, so what we've got are some fresh ones, and they're a little green, tart.
That's
delicious.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll do that. And when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar.
Yes, sir.
Question for you.
Yes.
You settle down over there, you. What is a pachyderm?
A pachyderm is a pack of animals.
No. A pachyderm is a certain type of animal, like an elephant or a hippopotamus. And the pachyderms had their savior come to them this week because when it comes to shelling out for animal welfare, the price is always right for TV's Bob Barker.
Well, 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 Oscar Santana and the Price is Right, Rob Spiewak, hello.
Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Bob Barker, I am so happy to be 89 years old and still doing things for animals.
You're giving back.
Yes.
And
you like to know what I gave to the animals?
I know you're single because Dorothy Jo Barker is passed.
Dorothy Jo.
Oh.
My wife of many, many years.
Right.
My tolerant, understanding wife. When I sexually harassed Diane Parkinson.
That was after Dorothy Jo.
My wife, Dorothy Jo, was still... Was that after Dorothy Jo?
I believe. I'm not sure.
The bit doesn't work then.
Well, then, no. I'm sure you remember, Bob. It's your wife.
She died before Diane Parkinson?
All I know is she called you Barker.
All I know is Barker's beauties were around me all the time, and I want to tell you what I'm going to give the pachyderm.
What's that?
It's a new Corvette!
A brand new Corvette. Look at what that elephant's driving. Look at what that elephant's driving.
I thought they were going to describe it for us.
Hello.
Now I have a question.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. You want to? What are you giving the elephant?
What am I going to give the elephant?
It's a new Corvette.
2014.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Paul Cameron.
Oh, here we go.
It's a Chevy Corvette Coupe. A legendary American sports car with a standard 300.
All right, thank you.
All right. Well, what happened to people, some people don't know.
Yes.
Is that you rescued 3 African elephants.
I decided that these elephants who were living in Canada.
Right.
Which is no place for an elephant.
Why?
Hold on,
what's wrong with Canada for an
elephant? Well, it's too cold, Robbie.
I understand.
It's too cold.
They
so
don't
I,
belong there.
I plinkoed my way up to Canada and I grabbed those pachyderms. They're lovely.
Bob.
Do they have names?
Iringa, Tika, and Toka.
Did you have a favorite?
I like Toka.
Why?
Because we smoked marijuana together. That's why the elephant. That's correct.
Wow.
Oscar Santana.
Yes, sir.
I know your best buddy Todd Moore is coming into the show today.
Well, I wanted to ask you.
Driving that special new car of his. What's the car?
It's a new Corvette. No. Bob, it's a Tesla.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you don't. That's
not
right.
It's a Tesla.
Your love for animals.
I have a Tesla.
Do you?
I'll show you right now.
No.
There we go.
Family show.
Hello, Oscar. You're Santana. The Price is Right.
Hello, Bob. Your love for animals started at such a young age.
Yes, I loved animals while serial killers were torturing them. I was nurturing them. I breastfed a squirrel at the age of 8.
What serial killers?
Serial killers like to torture animals,
yeah,
Robbie.
Little kids.
But were you hanging out with them?
Show me serial killers!
It's a new Corvette!
No, it's not a new Corvette.
I'm sorry. No, that is not correct.
Do you miss Rod?
Those are all our sound effects with The Price is Right. I miss Rod Roddy more than any man could ever miss another man. Rod would go to Thailand to search for fabric,
right,
and boys.
Fabric.
And he'd come back with beautiful jackets, hand-tailored, but he wouldn't bring back any boys.
I remember one thing he actually did in honor of you.
What's that, Robbie?
Do you remember when Rod Roddy had himself spayed?
Oh, it was so generous. Neutered.
That's right.
Males neuter, females spay.
Well,
yes. Yes. Hello, Oscar.
In your biography.
My biography of The Price is Right.
You mentioned that the Showcase Showdown was the hardest part of the show for you.
Yes, it was. The Showcase Showdown was very difficult because we had so many moving parts, Oscar.
Who was was there anyone who made it harder for you when you were working on the Showcase Showdown?
Diane Parkinson.
Why?
Because I would stare at her voluptuous breasts.
Right.
And she, at one point during one of the episodes of the show, The Price is Right,
yes,
the highest rated show in daytime,
yeah,
television.
Is it still shot in Bob Barker Studios?
The Bob Barker Studios of the CBS Television City.
It's a new Corvette.
Anyway,
that anyway didn't sound like you, Bob.
I'm sorry. Anyway. We were having a Showcase Showdown with a new camper. A new camper, and Diane Parkinson was to lean down and look at the special grill that came with the camper.
Ah. Yes.
And I think I saw a nipple.
It's a new Corvette.
But I am so happy that Iringa,
yes,
Tika, and Toka are going to be at their new home at the Performing Animal Welfare Society's ARC 2000 compound in California, San Andreas, Pills.
Will you address what I've always assumed was an urban legend?
I will address anything, Robbie.
I read on the internet that at the Price is Right, when you were filming The Price is Right, or
yes,
taping, I guess, that model Holly Hallstrom,
Holly Hallstrom,
used to leave a trail.
Oh, she had odor.
Really?
It was so frustrating. Hollywood, I'd say, Holly, clean up this dressing room. It's not appropriate. But I'm not here to talk about The Price is Right.
What are you here to talk about?
I'm here to talk about the elephants and that they're happy and they're wonderful. And I am so glad that people donated and people contributed money to get the elephants from Canada to California.
But you paid $1 million for this to happen.
What?
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.